Hello.
Hello, my name is Maya from Metro Research. We're connecting up all of people who are public affairs in current happens. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. All right, just moving forward, I'm going to be handling a couple of questions on this. I will do appreciate your time. Would you please tell me your age?
60.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Things, you mean things like what?
Yeah, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
The right direction.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about election for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
The Democrat.
Okay. Would you say you will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate or lean toward the Democratic candidate?
I will vote for Democrat.
Definitely, or you will lean toward the Democratic candidate?
Yes, I will vote Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impression of some people and organization you might have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one, Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Next one, Thomas Califix.
I would skip that one.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Ron DeSantis.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Just making sure in regards of Thomas Califix that you don't recognize him or you can rate.
Well, I don't know too much about him.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, MAGA Republicans.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one, Darren Soto.
Darren Soto.
Correct.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next one, Project 2025.
Very unfavorable.
Next one, Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Very favorable.
Last one, Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Let me move forward. It is thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat
approve or okay, thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as a congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you.
Somewhat approve.
And if the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'll vote for?
I will vote for Kamala Harris.
Thank you.
As a Democrat.
Thank you. If the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie McCarthy Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you vote for?
The Democrat.
Thank you. If the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Kalafix, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Darren Soto, the Democrat.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent of guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
You will have to read it again for me.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, thank you. No problem. I'm going to be reading back.
I am pro-abortion, so it will be what?
Okay, so just to confirm, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no
yes.
to oppose it? Okay, you're saying yes, correct?
Well, what I'm saying is that I am pro-abortion.
Okay.
So the amendment is against abortion or pro-abortion?
Oh, okay, let me just read this part the way that you can get it as well. This amendment does not change this amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent of guardian before a minor has an abortion.
A minor?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. So you're saying yes, correct? You will vote yes to support the amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. First one, Darren Soto. He's the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation to expand health care for veterans exposed to border fees and tax assistances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. The other one is Colonel Thomas Kalafix. He's an experienced business owner in the Korean military.
Okay, you don't have to do him because I would say yes for Darren Soto.
Okay. No, thank you so much for that comment as well. But for quality purpose, I need to read that for you. So I will do appreciate if
okay,
you just...
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, as okay, I was telling you, a decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years, Colonel Kalafix will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight to fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colin Kalafix will take his experience as a small business and multi-million-dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. So if the elections for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Kalafix, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate.
Thank you for your answer. Which of the following issues do you think is most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? The first one, securing our border. Next one, tackling crime and improving public safety. Bringing down rent prices, lowering inflation and gas prices. Improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida. Creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. Ending the gun violence epidemic. Protecting Social Security and Medicare. Lowering grocery prices. Promoting traditional values in school, making owning a home more affordable, making healthcare affordable for working families, or protecting abortion rights?
Protecting abortion rights.
Thank you. And which is the most important issue? Securing our border, tackling crime and improving public safety, bringing down rent prices, lowering inflation and gas prices, improving effort and traffic condition in Central Florida, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, ending the gun violence epidemic, protecting Social Security and Medicare, lowering grocery prices, promoting traditional values in school, making owning a home more affordable, or making healthcare affordable for working families?
Securing Medicare and Social Security.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, now let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Thomas Califix will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Califix will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
Not convincing at all.
All right, no effort at all, correct? Thank you. So next one.
I'm sorry?
Thomas Califix. Yeah, the option is no effect at all right? So just to confirm.
Right. Okay.
All right. Next one. Thomas Califix will put an end to the border crisis that filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
Not ethical.
All right. No effect at all, correct?
Right.
Thank you. Next one. Thomas Califix is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out.
I don't want to give you choices about him because I don't like him.
Oh, no problem. I understand. This is the last one, just to let you know, okay?
Okay, thank you.
This is the last statement about it. So, Thomas Califix is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Practical.
No effect at all? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out of pocket caps for seniors and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone.
What was the choices that when? First choice?
Very convincing reason to vote. Someone convincing reason
very
to vote.
Convincing.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, very convincing reason to vote.
Thank you. Next one. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
Very convincing to vote.
Thank you. Last statement, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Very convincing to vote.
Thank you. Let me move forward. It's just to let you know, we are about 20% of ending up this survey, and then we're going to be done. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United
States... How many
States
more questions do you have?
How many questions
more do you have?
Yeah, most likely we're going to be handling about 7 or 6 more questions, but to be honest with you, the last 4 are going to be just short questions, exactly, right? We can handle this if we go as quick as we can. Okay?
Yeah, but if it's going to take any longer than this, then, I mean, this is too long, you know.
I understand.
I don't mind doing, you know. So
I understand,
just
of course.
Make it quick.
Sure. No, I will do appreciate your time, as I said before. So, yeah, no problem. Let's go ahead as quick as we can, the way that we can solve this effort, okay? So Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Galifrey, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you. So now, just to let you know, we're about 15% offending at this survey now, and are going to be a couple of more statements, and then are going to be questions just for a statistical practice, right? So now, let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if that will cause you have to have serious doubt about voting for the candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect on all
about
your
About Callister?
I'm
You're
sorry?
Talking about Callister? You're
oh,
talking
we're
about
talking,
who?
We're talking about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, right? Which at the end is going to be Darren Soto and as well
okay.
Callister,
okay.
Right?
Go ahead.
So, yeah.
Okay,
the
so,
first one.
Yeah.
Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that target our small business.
Oh, that's all a lie. He didn't do that.
Remember, so the statements about a candidate running for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, so we need to rate these, okay? So this is actually how
okay, what are the rating facts?
I'm sorry?
Okay, what are the ratings?
Oh, yeah.
What is the rating again?
The ratings or the option must be if you have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, some doubts about voting for the candidate, or no effect at all.
I will vote for Darren Soto.
All right. So
I
that
have,
will...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that
will... I will
that
vote
will,
for Darren Soto.
Okay, thank you for the comment as well. So that means that you don't have serious doubt or any doubts exactly, right? So it's not ethic at all. Is that what you are saying, just to confirm? So this
what
is
what I'm saying
that,
is that I will if they were running today, I will vote for him for Darren
okay.
Soto.
Okay, thank you. Now, based on this statement that we just read, that you said as well, that this is a lie, as you said, right? So would that make
yes.
any ethic about voting for him or no ethic at all?
No ethic at all.
Thank you. Next one. Califuch's call for a complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, which would roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions.
What was the rating again? I'm sorry.
Yes. The options again are serious doubts about voting for him, some doubts about voting for him, or no ethic at all.
Serious doubt about voting for him.
Thank you. As the chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Califuch vote to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while citizens cut wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families.
Serious doubt about voting for him.
Thank you. Next one. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our community less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can trust him with another term in Congress.
What is the last one? Non-ethical?
No effect.
No ethics.
Thank you. Next one. Thomas Califuch personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office.
That was Callister?
That's correct.
Okay, so serious now about thinking. I have to think about that.
Okay, so you're saying about serious debts, correct?
Serious doubt.
Okay. And last one, Megan Albert, Thomas Califuch went to court to evict over 15 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the cursed version of House of Small Claims.
Serious doubt. serious doubt.
Thank you. All right. So now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Tom Scalise, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Thank you.
The Democratic candidate.
Okay. What is your primary source, for national and political news? Is it talk radio, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, or Orlando Sentinel, your local newspaper, cable networks, El Nuevo Día? Okay, just let me finish up this. Internet-based news sources, social media apps or services, you're saying... sorry, what was your answer again?
CNN.
Oh, CNN, you said. All right, just give me one moment, please. All right, perfect. From which network would you say you get most of your news?
CNN.
Thank you. What Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, what Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis?
None.
Okay, so just to give you kind of, you know, an example, could be like Internet, La Prensa Orlando, Univision, WAPA TV,
Telemundo
Orlando, ready. Okay.
None.
Thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden or some other candidate?
Oh, my God. I voted Democrat for Biden.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we are about 5% offending this survey now. So just, as I mentioned, short questions. Just a few more questions for theoretical purposes only.
Up.
All right. And what was the last grade or degree that you completed in high school?
I finished, I'm sorry, that
you completed in
college.
School.
I'm a bachelor's degree in science.
All right. You're saying a bachelor's degree in science, correct?
Yes.
So that could be college degree, correct?
Of course, yes, a bachelor's degree in science.
Okay, thank you for your confirmation. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I am a moderate.
Thank you. As you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
In America?
To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
From the Caribbean.
Okay, so you're saying Caribbean, correct?
Yes, the Caribbean.
Okay, thank you. When communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, an even mix of both, more English than Spanish, or only English?
Mix.
All right, thank you. So that will be Spanish and English, right?
All right.
Perfect. So this concludes our survey for today, and thank you very much for your participation. And I do appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you, my goodness. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Perfect.
Now.
Do appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Okay. All right. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.